from your phone. Download Arvest Go from your app store today or learn more at arvest.com/go. Member FDIC.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
O'Malley Tabor will be jumping center for Mountain Home to start the game off for Greenbrier. Arden Naylor will try to win the tip. I know Dell Aaron's glad to have O'Malley Tabor back in the lineup. You know, after some of the injuries that she's been suffering this year, off and on. Actually, Matt Collins is going to jump center. It turns out Tabor was at center court, but Collins moved there. Ball was up in the air. The tip is won by Greenbrier. They're moving right to left in this first half. Ball's up top with Naylor. She throws over on the right side to Donham. Now it's home starting off in a man-to-man defense. Now Simmons has it between circles. She dribbles to the left wing, gives it there to Donham. Now Donham dribbles up to the top, throws over the left side to Harmon. Harmon will give it to Naylor, who has it at the top, dribbles to the left side. Her pass knocked away. Ball was stolen by Riley Walker. She went diving for that. Good defense there by Riley Walker. Mountain Home has their first possession of the evening. Walker throws over to Pfeiffer on the left side. Thought about three and faked out her man. Now we'll throw it over to Walker on the right side. Walker will dribble toward the free throw line, throws it back up top to Husky. Over to Walker on the right side. Once again to Husky. Over to Pfeiffer on the left. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Long rebound will actually be caught by no one. It goes out of bounds over on the far sideline. Greenbrier will get it back as we are 54 seconds into this contest. No score as of yet. Here is Simmons into the front court. Throws over on the right side to Gilpin. Gilpin will give it up top now to Harmon. Harmon throws it down on the right corner to Naylor. Ball goes down on the low block. Now going back up top. Going up for the three-pointer is cannot get it to go. And a foul is going to be called on the rebound against Greenbrier. That is on Bliss Harmon, her first personal foul. Team foul number one against the Lady Panthers here in the first half. Ball's into the front court. Here's Husky with it between the circles. Throws over to Collins on the right wing. Back up top to Husky. Now she throws it down in the paint to Collins. She's going to put up the shot. No good, but she draws contact and will head to the free throw line. Good find there by Peyton Husky. Good cut by Madeline Collins to go to the basket. And that is already the second personal foul on Bliss Harmon, second team foul against the Lady Panthers. So Madeline Collins looking to put Mountain Home on the board first from the free throw line. First shot is up and in. So Harmon's going to have to take a seat with her two fouls. She's going to be replaced by Madeline Garrett, a 5'9 sophomore. Second free throw of Collins will not go. Offensive rebound for Pfeiffer. She dribbles out to the right wing. Mountain Home's going to set back up. Well, just as I say that, her ball is knocked away from her, stolen by Greenbrier. Back the other way, going in for is Braylee Simmons for the jumper. Good. 2-1, Greenbrier on top. Lower 6 minutes left in this first quarter. Husky into the front court, throws it to Pfeiffer. She's going to pull up at the top for the three-pointer. No good. Hit the front of the rim. Ball is loose. Now Mount Home controls the offense rebound. Ball goes out to the left wing to Pfeiffer. She puts up the three and good. 4-2, Lady Bombers on top. 5:48 left in this opening period. Here is Simmons across the timeline. She's quickly going into the lane, pulling up for the jumper. No good. But she's going to be called on the rebound for the over-the-back. That is Simmons' first personal foul, team foul number three against the Lady Panthers here in the first half. Husky into the front court, throws over to Walker on the right wing, down to Tabor on the corner, back to Walker. Now to Husky in the corner. Husky dribbles out to the wing, now to the elbow, throws out to Pfeiffer out on the wing. Her three-pointer, good! And Greenbrier quickly takes a timeout. We'll take it with him. 5:21 left to play in the first quarter. It is Mountain Home on top of Greenbrier 7-2. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Ever since we opened our doors in 1963 off the corner of Main Street and Mountain Home, Integrity First Bank has been helping you open doors. From your first checking account to your first home purchase to future planning with Savings Trust and Wealth Management, we value the relationship we've made with you and other friends through the years. As always, our doors are open at 5 Twin Lakes area branch locations, but you can also find Integrity First Bank at goifb.com, Facebook, and Twitter. We invite you to visit and see why so many local friends and neighbors bank on Integrity First.
Well, here's Simmons throwing the ball into the front court. Now ball goes down to Naylor down on the low block. That's Stoneham with it. Now she loses the handle of the ball, but Greenbrier is able to pick it up, and pulling up for the jumper is Arden Naylor, her first 2 points of the night. And it's 7-4, Mountain Home leading Greenbrier with less than 5 minutes left in this first quarter. Ball's with Husky between the circles. She throws over to Pfeiffer on the right wing. Down to Tabor near the corner. Finds Walker now. Back to Tabor on the wing. Now once again to Pfeiffer, over to Husky on the left side. She'll throw it to Collins. Back to up top to Husky, over to Pfeiffer now on the right. Now to Walker. She throws it to Tabor just outside the paint. She finds a cutting. Madeline Collins going into the lane for the layup. Good. Madeline Collins with 3 points on the night. 9-4, Mountain Home on top. Less than 4.5 minutes left in this opening period. Across the timeline is Greenbrier now. That's Simmons with it. Now she's being double-teamed. Throws it out top to Gilpin, who drills to the right side. Now ball goes back to Simmons over on the left wing. Once again, Simmons now over to Gilpin on the right side. Her three-pointer will go. Kayla Gilpin with her first 3 points of the night. 9-7, Greenbrier cuts Mountain Home's lead to 2 all of a sudden. Less than 4 minutes left in the first quarter. Husky throws over on the right wing to Walker, down the corner to Tabor, back to Walker. Now Husky has it in the corner. She's going to dribble in toward the low block. Picks up a dribble, trying to figure out where to go. It's being double-teamed. Gives it to Tabor. Now Walker has it on the wing. Back over to Husky in the corner. Once again to Walker. Now up top to Pfeiffer. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Gilpin. And back come the Lady Panthers with a chance to tie or take the lead. Here is Simmons throwing it to Gilpin on the left side. Now up top to Donham. Naylor has it now. She's going down into the lane for the layup. It rolls around and goes in. Arden Naylor with her first 2 points of the night. And we're knotted up at 9 apiece. 3:08 left in the first quarter. Ball's over to Pfeiffer on the left wing. Up top to Husky. Finds Tabor at the free throw line. She's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. Scramble for the rebound. And controlled by Tabor there in the paint. She goes back up with it. Can't get to go, but draws contact and will head to the free throw line. They're going to give that foul to Madeline Garrett, her first personal foul, team foul number 4 against the Lady Panthers. So Mally Tabor at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot rolls around, does not go. And now for Mountain Home, Madeline Collins is going to take a seat as she's replaced by Emma Martin, a 5'7 sophomore. And Greenbrier just had several subs as well. Bliss Harmon just took a seat, as did Braylee Simmons. Second free throw will not go, and looks like a foul is going to be called on the rebound. I believe they're going to get Riley Walker with her first personal foul. No, I'm sorry, that's Emma Martin with her first foul, team foul number 1 in the first half against the Lady Bombers. Mally Tabor just took a seat. She's replaced by Anna Grace Foreman, a 6'2 sophomore. Mountain Home going with the full court man as Greenbrier gets it into the front court. Ball's over on the left side with Naylor. Now goes down in the corner with Haley Moss, who just checked in a moment ago. Pass is stolen in the paint, and back comes Mountain Home. Husky back the other way, going into the lane for the layup. No good, but she is a call for the offensive foul. Peyton Husky picks up her first personal foul, team foul number 2. And here in the first half against the Lady Bombers. 2:32 left to play in the opening period. It is tied up at 9 apiece right now. Inbound pass goes to Michaela Seller, who checked in during Mally Tabor's free throw attempts. Ball's over on the left wing now to Moss. And her pass was well wide. It goes out of bounds, and Mount Tom's going to get it back on the turnover. Coming in back into the game for Greenbrier is Haley Donham, Hannah Donham, that is, as she replaces Haley Moss. Here's Husky across the timeline for the Lady Bombers. Throws over to Foreman on the right side, back up top to Husky. Picks up her dribble, over to Walker on the right side. Once again, Husky to Husky between the circles. Back over to Walker. Once again, over to Husky. Now Pfeiffer has it. Over to Martin on the left wing. Throws it to Walker in the corner. Now back to Martin on the wing. Over to Pfeiffer. Husky has it now. Over to Foreman on the right side. Gives it to Walker just outside the paint. Now scramble for the ball. And the jump ball is going to be called. It will be Mount Holmes basketball on the possession arrow. 1:41 left to play in the first quarter. Again, we're knotted up at 9. Walker will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets into Martin on the right wing. Her jumper just inside the three-point line. In and out, no good. And I believe a foul is going to be called on the rebound. I think they're going to get Anna Grace Foreman with her first personal foul. Team foul number 3 here in the first half against Mountain Home. 1:38 left to play in the opening quarter. Again, we're tied at 9 all. Tori Moss takes the inbound pass. I'm sorry, Tess Gordon takes the inbound pass. Now the across-court pass into the front court was stolen by Pfeiffer. Back comes Mountain Home. Here's Husky with it. Now throws it to Walker. She dribbles toward the paint. Now kicks up top to Pfeiffer. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Hannah Pfeiffer with 9 points. And Mountain Home back on top. 12-9. 1:16 left in the first quarter. Mountain Home going with the zone press, and it works as Greenbrier just lost their composure on that play. Mountain Home's going to inbound it in the front court with 1:12 left in the first quarter, leading by 3. Kaylee Spencer coming into the game for Greenbrier, and so is Lily Mahan. Spencer, a 5'3 junior, Mahan, a 5'5 sophomore, and taking a seat are Michaela Seller. Now, I didn't catch who else was just came out of the game. Oh, okay, it was Naylor. Ball goes to Walker. She drills toward the free throw line, throws up top to Husky. Her three-pointer, no good. And looks like a foul is going to be called on the rebound. Riley Walker is called for her first personal foul. Team foul number 4 against the Lady Bombers. Exactly 1 minute left in the first quarter. Checking in for Greenbrier is Braylee Simmons as she replaces Tess Gordon. Simmons inbounds it to Spencer. Back to Simmons. Now she gets it into the front court. Throws over on the left side to Garrett. Cross court over to Donham. Has the ball knocked away from her for a moment. Now dribbles up between the circles. Gives it there to Kaylee Spencer. She will throw it over on the right side now to Garrett. Garrett throws it up top to Donham. And an offensive foul is going to be called on Mountain Home. Greenbrier. And an illegal screen against the Lady Panthers. That's their fourth turnover, and that is also the second personal foul on Madeline Garrett. Team foul number 5 against Greenbrier. Emma Martin checking out of the game for the Lady Bombers as she is replaced by Leah Jackson, a 5'6 sophomore. Walker throws it in the front court to Pfeiffer. 29 seconds left. Over to Walker on the right side. Back to Pfeiffer. Over to Husky. Mount Hall may be content to hold for the last shot of the period. 20 seconds left, and it looks like that's most likely what they're going to do. Husky throws over to Jackson on the left wing. Down to Walker in the corner. Back to Jackson. 9 seconds left. Husky throws up top to Pfeiffer. Over to Jackson on the left wing. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Misses everything. Offensive rebound for Walker. Throws out to Pfeiffer. She's going to pull up for the jumper at the elbow. She cannot get it to go, and we've reached the end of the first quarter. Well, after 8 minutes of play, our score, Mountain Home leading Greenbrier 12-9. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Baxter Regional Medical Center, every patient, every procedure, every interaction matters. We're proud to be recognized by HealthGrades as the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery in